In today's digital landscape, providing your company security isn't just important, it's essential for growth. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the automated trust management platform that helps your business achieve and maintain compliance across over 35 security frameworks, including SOC 2, ISO 27001, and HIPAA. By streamlining security processes and automating compliance workflows, Vanta gets companies audit-ready fast while providing continuous monitoring as they scale. Fast-growing startups like LangChain, Writer, and Cursor have already trusted Vanta to building their security foundation from the start. With deep integrations and AI-powered automation, Vanta helps teams complete security questionnaires up to 5 times faster, turning compliance from a roadblock into a growth driver. Go to vanta.com/Wondery to save $1,000 and join over 10,000 ambitious companies already scaling with Vanta. That's vanta.com/Wondery to save $1,000 for a limited time.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show.
So now they all start showing up at Tamara's house, and Emily is there first, and she's like, you know, she's just talking
about it. She says,
we know, Emily.
Wait, I brought one. I got my own in my purse, just in case this one sucked. You gluten-free terrorist.
Well, look, I need a drink before I talk about Gretchers. Gretchers.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Okay, I want to talk to you about something, okay? I was personally surprised by the things that Gretchen was saying, because they were not on brand for how she likes to portray herself, you know, as this very Christian person.
And, which is fair. And Emily's like,
yeah, because before we went to LA to pick you up, she and Slater, her daughter, had this like prayer moment, and I was like, should I be invited to this?
Which did actually kind of make me laugh. It was like, okay, we're going to pray for safety, but Emily, we're not going to include you in this. And then we saw that they literally gathered together and
Honey,
prayed.
The cameras are here. You know what that means. Prayer time.
Give me a fucking break. So they stand behind the car and start praying. I was like, can someone put this fucking car in reverse? Make yourself useful.
Did they do this prayer before spreading these lies about Tamara, or before Slade did his stand up and called Vicky Miss Piggy? I'm just wondering when the prayer sessions are, so I can just like mentally prepare for them. Just wondering.
Yeah.
You know what? People who are godly and pray like that and go spread rumors about people, they're hiding behind the Jesus curtain. I saw her backstage.
I was like, okay, baptism, Tamara.
I know. The camera sort of like lingered on her for a moment. They didn't give her a full but they kind of gave like the music kind of did like a little bit of a half coconut. It was like, I love that. Like everyone who watched knows, like that's why it's so good to really like watch all of the show. Because if you just came in 3 seasons ago, you do not understand the irony of Tamara saying that. But if you obviously are like a long timer, you're like, oh, these seeds, they come back as beautiful bushes later on in life.
Oh man, that's so sweet. And saying Tamara has a beautiful bush. So Emily's like,
yeah, I want to talk about LA. Okay, with Gretchen, Heather, and me, and we're going to bed and we played a game, and one of the questions was, who do you trust the least? By the way, I was the one who made up the questions and asked, who do you trust the least?
Which of course I'm like, what? Emily's so ridiculous. She makes this whole drama, she asks the question, she gets the answer, and then now she throws herself under the bus to have a fight with Tamara. That's how desperate they are now. But I don't even care, because it's so fucking funny.
But there's also, what's also sort of shitty about it is that like, she throws Heather under the bus right now. And then she takes accountability and says, I said it too, but she gets to Tamara first. And this is something I feel like she always does. She gets there first. So that way she gets kind of like the first wave of like like anger, but like she gets the credit for being the one to say it, and which somehow makes you like more accountable when it's just more like you had a faster car. Like you just, your schedule was earlier. And so now Heather looks like more of the asshole because like Heather was like not accountable, whereas Emily was accountable. And it's just like, it's just shitty because it's like shitty. You create a trap. Yeah, you create a trap and then you go and then you tell the person first and then you're off the hook when you're just as culpable. And if anything, yeah,
you started it on purpose and now you're doing the bare minimum to get yourself out of it to start other people to fight. You know, it's just so Emily. She does it all the time and Tamara falls for it. You know, just like they all fall for Tamara's stuff every time, Tamara falls for their stuff too, you know? And that's why this show is so fucking funny, because they can just trigger each other so easily. It's like watching those dominoes in sports, you know, when they make those huge intricate designs and you're like, surely this isn't going to fall. And they all fall and it's beautiful every time.
It's beautiful. But, you know, the other thing is that by Emily doing this, it's kind of like that perfunctory thing that they do on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills all the time when, you know, with the Fox Force 5, whenever people say, like, you guys are just a clique, you guys don't hold each other accountable. So they go through the motions of pretending that they are. So this is Emily's way of saying, I don't just do whatever Tamara says. Look, didn't you see that scene where I told her that I wouldn't trust her? So it's like, okay, like you're, yes, you are saying this, but your actions show totally different. So, but that being said, it was hilarious because she is saying to Tamara, like, I don't trust you with private information. And Tamara's like,
well, no, my fear is that if things were to go wrong, that you would just like go look something up. And that's like a legitimate fear.
Okay, but
it's my.
But before we even go into all this, Emily is the queen of looking things up. I mean, she came last year with a whole file on Katie and her divorce and her arrest or her whatever that she was going through and that road rage thing and everything else. I mean, she is the queen of doing research on
everybody. How did this season begin?
Yes,
the season
been Emily doing research.
It's like
Katie spoke to a nanny and told the nanny to go onto a podcast, and then the nanny went onto a podcast.
Ma'am, if you like, why don't you focus on other things than like who is like what low level like hanger on is like going on to what podcast? Like, who cares? No one would know about this podcast. No one would care about this podcast if you didn't like announce it on a megaphone here on this show.
Yeah. Well, the worst stuff was the Katie, you know, this is what happened in your divorce and your kids were taken from you. Oh,
that was terrible.
And you're, you know, then there was this arrest where she got someone else arrested. She got this road rage thing, whatever all that shit was. Like, she's the queen of this stuff. So Tamara's like you were saying,
that hurts my feelings. It hurts my feelings since you didn't say that. How could you do that in front of a gluten-free baker?
I know it hurts your feelings. I know.
I'm not loyal to your fault. Hey, lady, do you remember earlier? What was the first thing I told you when I came into my house, cake lady?
She's like, you told me to eat some fucking gluten?
That's right. That's right. I am loyal to a fault. Which is why I am actively not part of the Trace Amicus anymore. I'm just so honest. I'm honest with everybody. What have I ever done to her that she would not trust me?
Jammer's unpredictable. I mean, there's all kind of articles that my husband's cheating on me. I don't know where that came from. I don't know.
Okay, so now you're blaming Tamara for there being articles about your husband being an asshole. I mean, listen, I mean, I think Tamara is an asshole, but you're all assholes, Emily. And I don't know that I think that's pretty ballsy for you to accuse Tamara of spreading articles that your husband's cheating. First of all, Tamara would be a little bit more believable than that, because I don't believe anybody watching this show thinks, wow, there's a man with a really crazy sex drive.
Yeah, exactly. I think that Emily thinks she's the Greek chorus on this show, but she's real. Like, she doesn't realize she's tipped into like enemy territory. Like, you're a villain and you think that you're being very relatable right now, but you're actually just being hypocritical. So, Tamara's like,
she's like, look, you have to admit that you do things like that. Okay. You can't just like have clean hands all the time and everybody else is a villain.
She's like, I can't
believe this. You're pissed? No,
I cannot get fucking hurt by you. I can't. I'm not hurt. I'm not pissed. I'm hurt. I'm going up the stairs. I'm going up the stairs. And she looks behind to make sure the cameras are following her. So I'm going up the stairs. You guys coming? Okay, yeah. I'm going
up the stairs. So now Emily is stuck alone down there with the cake lady. And she's like, well, here we are. She's like, yeah, I'm just staying over here in my little buttercream corner.
Buttercream corner. Love that show.
I understand that Tamara's upset at me, but and I'll apologize to her because we've had a good relationship, you know.
And then Gina walks in and says, hi.
You came at a good time.
What happened?
Well, Tamara's pissed at me and she just left.
Already? We didn't even decorate cakes yet.
I think it's because these are gluten-free and she knows they'll be not worth the calories. No offense, Lisa.
We just hear clomping come down the stairs. Tamara's coming back. It's like,
bitch. Hey, everybody, my feelings are still really hurt, though.
So, Gina's like, yeah, I feel like when you're storming off in your own house, it's not a good storm. So, Tamara hugs Gina, and she's like, what's wrong? Are you mad, Tamara? What's wrong with you?
I'm like, I'm good. Don't even talk about it. Don't talk about it.
Can we finish this conversation?
Yeah, when I get done. I'm busy right now pulling out gluten-free stuff from the refrigerator.
Why are you like mad, Tamara?
Because apparently I can't be trusted. It just hurts my feelings because I support and I support and I support railroading one person off this cast every season and no one ever has my back about it. All I do is support and nobody supports me, bitch.
We support you, right? Look, I can name all the time. Emily, you know, say what? Something.
No, I don't think that's true because honestly, through this whole situation with Gretchen, I've been like trying really hard to support. Like when Gretchen like said those things about you, I was like, let's hear the video. I want to see Tamara having sex with someone. I want to see Tamara cheating. Like that was me really supporting you.
Yeah, like it's hard to see both sides.
Yeah, but for her to see another side to things, like I'm sorry it hurt you. I don't want to hurt you, Tamara. I don't want to hurt you.
Okay, well, listen, I want to tell you personally, like I thought it was really cool that you fucked Hanson.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was kind of like hoping that you did, because like,
yeah, what are details?
And by the way, guys, I could have easily fucked him. I could have, if I wanted to. And by the way, I talked to his wife, and she gave me a screenshot. Look at this screenshot. It says Nelson said that Jim Bedrandi just followed him.
And they're like,
Nelson and Hanson. I fucked Nelson and Hanson. I got both of them. All their wives called me. All 10 of their wives.
Tamara's defense that she won't go and look something up about you the moment she gets mad at you is that she goes and presents some stuff she looked up about Jen.
that she's in contact with the wife talking about it and the wife is sending her screenshots. This shit's so funny. I love that she's friends with the wife. That's hilarious.
Exactly.
She's like, yeah, Jim Petranti just followed him.
Wait a minute. Does she want dirt or does she want tickets?
Tickets to what?
I think she actually literally wants dirt. Excuse me, I'm trying to grow a garden and I was wondering if you have any dirt that I can borrow. I don't want to go to Home Depot.
So Tamara's like,
I don't even follow Nelson.
Yeah, because it's not appropriate.
Yeah, but as a fan and a millennial, like, that's okay. Like, everybody follows Nelson.
Growth. So now Jen comes. She's like, hi, everybody. Hi. Oh, my God, are these cakes? This is so beautiful. Wow. Everything's so beautiful. Thank you so much for having me. Cake, thank you so much for being made out of edible things. I love edible things. Thank you so much for being here.
So Jen saying, you know, I've been burned, I've been apologized to, and I just get sucked right back in. But enough about Ryan. This cake decorating seems like it'll be a safe place for me and Tamara. So they are like ready to decorate and everything, and now Heather arrives. And this lady is basically giving like a cake seminar. But first the ladies are checking out the charcuterie and she's like, oh, well, there's a turkey here, which is, oh, look, protein and a radish. Okay, well, I don't know if I have to have any cake today because I already had some indulgence with this radish. Okay, sorry, ladies. No cake for me.
Have you seen Gretchen?
I saw Gretchen. She actually feels
Bien? Does she feel bien?
Yeah, I was going to wait for you to say it. You just say it so much better.
Thank you. I feel bien.
That's not what I said. Oh, Tamara's like, well,
Heather told me that she actually believes her lies. Maybe you told me that. Maybe you told me that.
That's not what I said. I said Gretchen doesn't lie, but when she speaks, she believes what she's saying.
Oh, yeah, like a sociopath.
I did not call her a sociopath. I just called her a poor Megyn Kelly. That's it.
But that's what a sociopath is. She's saying she's a sociopath because she said she doesn't think that a sociopath did.
I'm saying it is her truth.
Oh, she's
it is
her truth. So she's like, back on. She like murdered her mother, Wendy, and now she kept her mother in the bedroom. She's now dressing like her mother and killing ladies in the shower.
I never said that. I am saying she just believes the things that come out of her mouth. Like when Wendy Malick said, I think I'm going to have a long and prosperous career. I said, she believes it. It's a lie to me, but to her, it's true. Do you understand?
Okay, then what's Wendy Malick?
A poriopath. Okay.
But that's the same thing we say about Katie. She lies so much that she believes what she's saying.
Yeah, by the way, I talked to Katie yesterday and I'm going to meet with her. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? Yeah, she's going to tell me everything. What do you think about that? What do you think about that?
We killed her. She's back. No, don't do
believe,
it.
Why would you believe that anything that she has to say? Why are you going to sit with her, Tamara?
Because there's something she said that resonated with me. Bitch!
And then Tamara tells us, something in my gut's telling me that Gretchen 100% told Katie that I drugged her. Well, you already know that, but we know why Tamara's meeting with Katie, because she needs an ally. This whole cast is turning against her, and she's going to go get Katie back on this show.
And not only is she getting Katie back on the show, on social media, she's going overtime. They're posting photos together. I mean, just yesterday, there was one of the two of them. It was like three identical photos, like just ever so slightly different. And I was like, so first of all, Tamara's now positioning herself with the fan favorite at the moment, which is so Tamara. She's so shrewd. She just knows how to play this game, because now she's cozying up to Katie. And Katie, who earlier this season was like, oh my God, everyone, Tamara's the devil. Now Katie is with Tamara because she's the only one who's like being nice to her. It's amazing how Housewives politics works.
Yeah, it really is. So Emily's like, wait, so you're going to sit down with someone that hurt me and my children, that hurt her and called her racist, that recorded her without her knowledge? She went after you. And then you're going to sit down with her and you're going to believe in this moment, you're going to believe what she has to say, because that works for your narrative against Gretchen.
Oh, settle down, turkey sandwich. Okay. She didn't hurt you and your children. Okay. And like, she called Gina racist because Gina was... It was rude what Gina said. And then like recording Shannon without her knowledge. Okay, sure. But like
Shannon recorded people too.
Yeah, exactly. Like this was not leaked to the press. It was just something that she and her husband were basically giggling over because Shannon was being ridiculous. It's just, these are not the worst infractions, Emily. Like, get over it.
Yeah. And so she's like,
well, I just want to see if she has some detailed information. Nothing's wrong with details, honey. What do you guys say, details now? Sociopaths. Have said it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to know anything. Because honestly, if you sit down with her, that really pisses me off. And then you want to be upset that I said I didn't trust you?
Which is a fair point. And so Tamara's like,
yeah, but there's a big difference between that.
She's like, I mean, no, it's not a big difference. It's worse.
Oh, this is great. Can we just decorate the cakes now, guys?
No, I'm pissed. I'm really pissed off.
Okay, this would be more effective if you didn't have icing all over your face. He's been sitting there just like licking the icing spoon, which someone's gonna have to eat that, ma'am. Okay,
I know. So but now Heather, meanwhile, since Heather got there later, she doesn't even realize that there was a whole fight at the beginning of the scene. She goes, wait a second, she's mad at you because you said you didn't trust her?
Yeah, I told her that.
Well, we all said that. I mean, everyone knows, don't trust Tamara, right? And Chad's like, well, I mean, look, because she can dish it. but she can't take it. And speaking of dishing, does anyone want to get some radishes from that charcuterie tray with me? No? Okay, that's fine.
Is there, where's the chocolate fountain to dip those into? Because I'm not really understanding the point.
Is there mayo for these radishes? No? Okay.
So Tamara's argument is,
why are they out sitting there with Gretchen, who's done 100 times worse than what Katie's done to any of them, and they're not having a problem with her? It's double standards. That's double standards. And it just makes me sick in this group.
So now Heather,
Tamara says this. I love this. So Tamara's in the kitchen. So Heather walks into, and Tamara goes, well, I'm going to bake cakes, and this will be the last time I ever film.
After what you fucking did to me, Heather Dubrow, she goes, me? What did I do? Yeah, Emily came here earlier to tell me all about what you did, Heather Dubrow, because you don't trust me. I'm hurt. I'm hurt. I'm hurt. Hold on, I'm going to walk up those stairs again. I'm going to walk up a bitch. Bitch.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
I love Tamara trying to pull this card of like, I will make cakes and then I'm quitting. But then she tries to make Heather feel bad, and she's going to come on with a strong offense. But Heather is like, does not even flinch. She goes, really? Because I'm hurt by you. You blew me off in New Orleans, and I sat down with you at a shitty restaurant that I had to pay for both of us, and you weren't nice to me. And then Shannon just told me the other day that you were shit-talking my career again. What a big fucking joke. No, no, not that kind of joke, Alfredo.
I should talk to you. Oh, I did. I should talk to you.
Yes, that I'm in the Groundlings. She's not funny. Does she think she can be a comedian? Well, I've got Reba McEntire here on FaceTime to tell you exactly what kind of comedian I am.
There's a blank phone, Heather.
Reba. Alfredo, go get Reba. Go to her house and make sure she's breathing. Put a mirror under her nose and make sure she's still with us. Oh, God, please, Reba, still be with us.
No, it was a serious request, Alfredo. So Heather has now managed to turn this, like, Tamara was ready to have a pity party and get mad at what Heather said at this. And Heather's like, guess what? You're in the hot seat now because you talked about my comedy career. So Tamara's like,
well, let's ask all the girls if that's what I said, because I don't remember saying that.
Oh, so then Gina walks in and she's like, so Gina, what happened when you guys were in Temecula and my career came up and the Groundlings came up? Did you just laugh the way the audiences laugh for me all the time because I'm a comic actress?
So Gina just pauses. I was like, oh, she goes, what are you going to laugh, Gina?
She goes, well, like, we didn't know what it was.
Well, Shannon told me that it was a big joke. A big joke.
Well, Shannon told her that we were making fun of her.
And Gina goes, well, I didn't know that you were like a comedian, Heather. I mean, I've never seen this funny side from you before. Like, when did Heather become funny? Like, I just don't know. Like,
she tells us, who's telling Heather Dubrow she's funny? Like, the sales associate at Burgers.
Yeah, Gina got her funny line in for the season. I'm very funny. Knock, knock. Knock, knock.
Alfredo, knock, get knock. The door. God damn it. You see, I'm hilarious.
It's very funny. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Because Alfredo didn't kick it to the side like I told him to. You see? See? Alfredo, you were slow.
Alfredo, just for the record, you were slow with that knock-knock joke we did before. Thank you. Thank you for the retroactive one.
Wait, Alfredo, why are you laughing? What do you mean you're on with Reba? Show me Reba. Oh, she hung up. Okay, well, we will get her back on the phone. I'm glad she's still with us.
So then Gina's like, well, I'm sorry. She's like, so what do you think acting is?
Well, there's like different lanes. And to be honest, I don't know you as a comedian.
Well, why don't you go watch anything I've ever done? For instance, a 1997 pilot I did for CBS that never made it to air. It's on YouTube somewhere, I'm sure.
I mean, look, I think it's not nice for people to pretend Heather's never done anything. I mean, Heather has done things, but when she says things like, well, why don't you go watch anything I've ever done? Is anything even available? I don't think it is. I don't think I can just go on Peacock and watch anything that you've done except this. Like, I don't think it's available. Yeah. It's like in the vault somewhere.
I actually do think Heather has a point in that, like, she's doing, like, it is funny that she's doing comedy because, like, we just don't think of Heather Dubrow as comedy, but as her friends, they should be supportive, but instead they just like shit on her, which is really mean. I mean, we're allowed to shit on her, but you guys are ostensibly her friends and you guys get free meals off of her. So you should be supporting whatever comedy career she's pursuing.
Yeah. So she's like, wow. So Gina, you're my close friend and you have no idea that I was a sitcom actress for years. And then we cut, to Shannon outside. She goes, oh, well, I guess I'm the asshole because I brought it up, but everyone in there is talking about it, so I guess it's my fault now. Okay. Okay. Well, it is kind of your fault because you did bring it up, and you did bring it up in a disparaging way. Like, oh, did you hear that Heather's doing a comedy?
So Gina's like, well, I'm sure you were very, very funny when you were on all those sitcoms in 1994, but I'm sure you were, but like I was in like fourth grade. Listen, ma'am, you cannot come on here and talk about your love of 98 Degrees because you're an elder millennial and then you're going to like shit on someone else for also having something that was exciting for them in the 90s.
Yeah,
guess what? I'm coming for you too, Gina.
It's also shitty with Gina's like constant age shaming. Like, oh my God, like I was so young. Like, how would I know? Yeah. And then you were her age. And guess what you had accomplished by her age when she was doing that? Nothing. So shut the fuck up, Gina. You know,
yeah.
Don't make me stand up for Heather Dubrow. So yeah.
This pendulum swings real quick over here. Okay.
It really does. Like, come on. So Gina's like, well, like, I just don't find you that funny. Okay. And Heather's like, oh, really? And then Emily, you want to make fun of me as an athlete. That is funny. And Gina's like,
She means like, look, you want to make fun of me as an athlete? Fine. That's funny. That's fine. But like, I'm a comic actress. You can't make fun of me for that.
Yeah. So she's like, okay. And then you need to write down all the rules then, Heather. Okay. And for us, like, what's funny? Oh, no, it's not a rule. Because if I slightly go out of bounds and that's the end of the world, I can't even tell somebody pursuing comedy that they're not funny without them getting offended anymore. I mean, am I wrong? Like, come on.
Should we flash back to the season where Gina decided to launch a skincare company and Shannon was like, oh, I didn't know she was into business. Gina's like, oh my God, how could you not be supportive of me?
How dare you disparage my company?
Wasn't that a thing?
Which is gone now, by the way.
Carabella, more like Cara, bye-bye. Hey.
Thank you, Alfredo. Yes, Alfredo. Thank you for that. Well, maybe it's not gone. I don't know. But we never hear about it anymore. So Gina's the offended one, which is hilarious. This show. So now Gina's the offended one. And she's like,
yeah, like Tamara could tell you to fuck off all day long, but I slightly go out of the rules. And if that's not okay, she's like, no, Gina. And I get the things. Like, I get it. She goes, there's no standards. Oh, so you're so afraid of confrontation, but not with me, Heather. You're like afraid of it with everybody, but not for me. All right.
Really? I'm not afraid of confrontation. You just think I was born with claw hands. These were evolved from confrontations, okay? You can only swing your fingers through the air so many times before they evolve into a tiny little claw.
But you're not afraid of it with me, but you're afraid of it with everyone else. And she goes, no, I'm not afraid of it with anyone. Well, that's how I feel. Well, how you feel is bullshit.
Gina is like, Gina doing this thing of like, I can never say one wrong thing. It's because you pretend like you were someone's friend and that you're supportive, and then you say shitty things and people get really mad at that because it feels more duplicitous as opposed to Tamara, who they just know who Tamara is, you know?
Yeah, Gina's an asshole. She's just not a good friend on this show. She's not a good friend to anyone. She's done this shit to Emily too. She's just not a very nice friend, you know? So it's like whenever she starts, and she does the same thing that everybody else does whenever she's called out, instead of just saying sorry, she's like, no, you're not funny. Why am I the mean one? Like, now you're a victim.
So I know silly. She does.
So Heather's like, well, you were pissed at Tamara when we were in New Orleans. I'm the only one that sat down with Tamara when we came back and said, my father was mean in restaurants.
Like, oh my God. Like, oh my God. Like, all these bitches were also laughing at you and your lack of comedic ability. Like, this is like bullshit. I feel bad for myself.
So now they go off to talk on the side. So Tamara's loving this, you know, because she got another fight started. And so now it's not all about her. So she's smiling now. She's like,
guess we gotta decorate the cake.
So Jen's like, well, you know what? I don't really view Heather as a stand-up comedian or whatever it's called.
I'm sorry. I just love like the once per season episode where they do question Heather's career. Like it's just been going on for so many years. And every time it happens, it's just the funniest thing. Even Jen is like, I just don't see her as a stand-up comedian. She's like, well, don't tell her that. Be quiet. Shh. Well, I told her that yesterday. Yeah.
But I mean, like, Jen, you were teaching Pilates classes in a parking lot. I mean, come on. You know, it's like we could. I guess everyone has an opinion, but it's just like sometimes coming from some of these people, it's like, just look at your own life, you know?
I think that's the thing.
Something.
Yeah, none of us see Heather as like lady of comedy, but at the same time, I'm also going to like oddly defend her decision to go down this wacky route for herself. Because actually, when she said it, like when Heather says that she's a comedic actress, I was like, actually, if you think about it, that is all, that's what she does. She just does sitcoms. She does sitcoms all the time. But that's, and isn't that so great? Isn't that so beautiful that
yeah, actually in the room,
actress is so serious.
In a Groundlings class, they're probably really impressed with her because that's the goal, is to go do sitcoms and be on TV and stuff. And also, improv isn't necessarily for the most hilarious. You don't have to be hilarious to do it. There's a whole bunch of stuff that goes into it. It's like teamwork and all this other stuff that doesn't it's not like she's getting up there and doing stand-up. I mean, that would be different. If Heather got up and was doing like the Reza storyline from Shaw's, where he's like, I'm a stand-up comedian now. Whoa, have you ever seen Asians drive? You know, shit like that where you're like, oh my God, please no. But I don't know. Cut her a break, ladies.
Yeah. So now,
hilarious. And if I had known this at the time, I would have been at that fucking show. I'm telling you that.
I would have been 100%. Like I love this. I just love this episode because I'm like bouncing back and forth between whose side I'm on like so quickly. And I love when that happens. So Heather is now sitting with Gina to try to like, she's going to do the, it's like in that movie, Philadelphia. It's like, explain this to me like I'm a 6-year-old. She's like, let me explain to you acting. Okay. I have put my shit aside to raise my family. And I'm now in a space, a very large space with views of all across Los Angeles, where I'm like, I'm back. I'm near Drake. And you know, you don't know shit about my career. Do you know that I did stand up? Ah, I do stand up.
Gina, that's very brave.
Gina just gives the most condescending answer. Oh my God, Heather, that is so brave.
Did you know that women be shopping? Women be shopping.
And it's hard. And to say you're just going to jump back in, everyone in the class is 25 years old and is terrifying. And I have self-doubt. Am I still talented? Can I still do this? Why hasn't Reba called me back? Is there a place for me out there?
Does anyone know Jane Leave's phone number? So Gina's like, well, you know, I don't know you as Heather Page Kent, that actress who was doing all these comedy things and used to sing songs in the attic in her sorority house in Syracuse University. I mean, because your personality's not like that. And she's like, oh, so what you really want to do is surround yourself with people that emotionally support you, or at least take your flatware to Nobu. And I really thought Gina was that person on both fronts. Well, I was wrong.
Wrong. No, I'm not saying you're humorless, Heather. Like, I support you. I support you. I'm proud of you, my friend, for doing these amazing things. I just, do you charge for those things? Do people have to pay for that?
Well, I'm sorry that you think I'm so humorless. Hey, stop that.
So now we see Shannon just watching all of this, and Tamara's like,
I'm just going to decorate these cakes because no one can stop that.
So gluten-free lady is like, okay, here's how we do it. Here's how we decorate a cake. And Emily's, of course, eating all the buttercream and shit. And Shannon's just looking around like, well, are we going to actually have to do this? Is it something? Then we go back to Gina and Heather, and they apologize and make, or well, Gina apologizes and they make up. And Gina's like,
yeah, Heather's very funny. Okay, I was wrong. She's my funny friend, but don't put me on a lie detector test and ask me. Okay.
She's my funny friend. And Heather does get one more lick and she goes, and by the way, I had to audition and I got in. So just put that feather in your cap. Oh, I forgot you had to return your cap. You saw that scene earlier today. So they are back in the kitchen and now it's like wacky cake decorating, make the cake. And Shannon's like, well, I'm not really a baker. I'm more of a chef. And then they just do a quick cut to
salmon with cream cheese, right, everyone? Oh,
who doesn't want salmon under cream cheese?
So they're doing the cake thing where you splatter the icing down and you turn it around on the little thing. And they're, you know, whatever, making fun That's of fun. Each other's joke, you know, making fun of each other's cakes. And we get Gina's like, oh my God, I'm giving a blowjob.
We see their cakes. I think Gina has the best cake. Like, I think by like a country mile. I think she actually makes cakes because
Gina's cake isn't even decorated on the side. It's just like she put some stuff on top.
Yeah, but she did a clean frosting on the side. And then
Jen's is the best.
I would say Jen's is number two for me personally. She did a really good job with the
flowers over the side. Yeah.
Tamara's is the worst by far. It looks like it's bleeding. It literally looks like it's Amityville Horror. Like the walls are bleeding out of her cake.
It does look kind of like a circus tent that is has been, you know, taken over by demons and now blood is coming out the walls. Yeah. Yeah. Heather's Emily's doesn't look pretty. So bad. It's not very smooth, but it's kind of pretty-ish. Yeah.
They all
look good, honestly.
Yeah, Heather's top design is like the ring of flowers is like very well done, but her sides are not smooth. And Shannon's is actually decent, but it's like a little lopsided, and like the top decoration could be like a little cleaner. It's very Shannon. It's very like,
oh, I broke my readers. Guess I gotta decorate a cake without being able to see clearly.
There's just little pieces of the broken cup from earlier in the day all over it.
Yeah, and Emily's is just sort of sad and lumpy.
So they're like, okay, judge our cakes. And the gluten-free lady's like, no, I'm not going to do that. Okay, I will not be judging your cakes. So now miserable Emily is over there licking off a spatula. And Tamara's like,
okay, everybody. So after I left the tactical place, I was clearly upset. So I called Nelson and I had a long, long conversation.
And so Gina leaves to go to the bathroom. And
she sent me this screenshot right here. Nelson's wife gave me the screenshot. Here it is. Jen Petranti following Nelson.
And Heather's like, who? Jen goes, me. Wait a minute. Jennifer, who? Me, Heather Petranti. I don't know her. It's me, Heather. Oh. Did you bring my car around? Alfredo, get our keys from this lady and give her a five.
What, Tamara, like, why do you care about this? Why do you have this, like, printout right here? And Shannon's like, oh, well, she just keeps coming up with the evidence. She just keeps coming up with the evidence. Just like I keep coming up with radishes. I'll have another one, please. Thank you.
What, you start following him? Jen.
Who's Jen? Because you guys have a situation, and I heard about it, and she said he was a producer or something like that. So I was looking into that. Shannon's like, oh, here she goes. Evidence and videos. I cannot. So now she's getting herself all worked up. And meanwhile, Jen is just playing dumb. She's doing the Jen thing where she's like, well, I mean, you know, I heard about the thing with you guys and I don't know. I was just looking. It was just innocent Instagram things. But then it cuts to Jen and she goes, I was hoping that if I followed this guy and he saw my name, he would tell me some gossip. That's why.
that's why I was doing it. Why do you think I was following him?
Yeah, she's literally just like, yeah, I was being messy, you know? So then she's like, oh, yeah, well, why do you feel the need at 5:22 to follow him? Jen's like, you know the fucking time? That's crazy. You're so psychotic the way you're following the way I'm being messy. So then they go outside again. They've been going in and out of this house the entire time. And Jen's like, this is fucking nuts. I want to move forward. But then you do shit like this. It just like bugs me so much. Like, how are we supposed to move forward if I can't look shit up on you and you don't look shit up on me at the same time?
So Shanna's like, well, why did you follow him? Because I want to know who we're talking about. That's all.
Yeah, but can't you look without following? Why follow? I know everything that Malik's doing. I don't follow her on the Instagram. I'm not a loser.
Well, I don't know. I just followed him.
It's a little messy, Jen. It is a little messy. Okay.
She says as a manila envelope tucks out of her purse with information on Katie's whole backstory.
I know, exactly. Guys, please stop talking about Dawson's tattoo. He's really proud of it. No, your behavior is messy. That's what I'm talking about. So now Heather goes inside, back into the kitchen where Tamara is. And Heather's like, well, I don't know why she followed her. I mean, who cares if a maid follows some singer? Like, everyone's got fans, right? No big deal. I just told her that she was being super shady.
Well, she went after me like, oh, I don't know, Heather. You know what, Heather, I'm just like done. I'm done. I'm done with the show.
I'm quitting again. I can't take it.
She's going to quit again. Wow, what a surprise. She's going to quit again. That's like me saying I'm going to quit tortilla chips. Good luck, lady.
And then they come out with lime flavored. Foiled again. Foiled again.
I thought
we were close. If you'd say that, Anna. If you'd say it, it just hurts me so bad. I'm going to quit again.
She's like, I don't trust you with my feelings. Yes. And then Tamara's like, just stops pretending to cry. And there's no tears there. And she goes,
you can't trust me.
She's like, my feelings were hurt too. And we should be able to talk. But you don't want to hear what I have to say.
No, you don't want to hear what I have to say.
No, I heard what you have to say.
I heard what you had to say.
No, you didn't. Then we'll just not agree.
You were very aggressive with me when I said that. You were so aggressive.
It's called comic timing. I am learning it in The Groundlings. It was comedy, not aggression.
But you know, that was the time of my fucking life. I know somebody who's got cancer. How dare you, Heather? How dare you?
So then Heather's like, I don't agree that I was aggressive with you.
Okay.
I sat down with you. I tried to tell you this thing about my dad. It was a piece of storyline for me. I was starting my story. It was the first beat. And you were supposed to, yes, and that's improv talk. And you said, no, but, and I didn't appreciate that. You did not want to listen to a story about how my dad screamed in a restaurant one time.
You just don't like me, Heather. You just don't like me.
So that is That is so sick. That is so
yes, right and word. Yes, and I don't like you. Yes, and I'm disgusted by you. See, it's a full concept.
You proved it over and over again. And I've been nothing but good to you.
Ridiculous, Tamara.
So she drops it and drops her fake tears again. She's like, I'm done. She gets her drink and storms out.
I'm going up the stairs now.
So
the producer's like, have you ever given these women any reason not to trust you? And Tamara's like,
I mean, I'm not going to answer that. It just makes me sad. I know I'm not perfect.
Oh, the typical Bravo marketing.
I'm working. Not perfect. Progress. I'm so sorry. I'm not perfect, everybody.
I know I'm a good person. I'm not a liar. I'm not a cheater. So for them to say that they don't trust me, that feels like an attack on my character, and it makes me just want to shut down.
Oh, for you might as
well call me the U.S. government.
Yeah, just do it already. Stop threatening us. So Heather rejoins the group, and they're all like, God, let's just go, because Tamara's up there having another fit. She's climbed up the stairs for the third time in the episode and quit for the third time. They're just like, oh, God. And Shannon's like, wait, we're taking the cake, right?
No.
Oh, I mean, I didn't want to. I just wanted to take it, to look at it. I wasn't going to eat it.
So now Heather and Emily are talking, and Tamara comes back in, and Heather's like, do you need some help cleaning up? And by help, I mean, do you need to hire some help? Because I'm not going to help. And
Tamara's like, yeah, I'm good.
Alfredo, no, could you come watch her clean up? He can't work for you. I'm so sorry, but he can watch. Just kind of look at her shadily. What are you doing over there on your phone? Is that Reba again? Give me your phone. She hung up again. I'm starting to feel like this is on purpose.
Do you need us to epoxy these items together? Oh, they're not broken. That's just how they look normally. Oh, okay.
Fine. You guys are so mean. You guys are so mean. Everybody's so mean to me. Just get out. Yeah, I'll tell you, everybody hates me. Just get out. Just have a great season, everybody, because I'm not going to be filming on it. Have a great time, except for next week when I film with Katie and then every other episode after this. Get my bitch. You'll never see me again, bitch.
Well, in the backyard, meanwhile, like Shannon, they're like eating cookies, and Shannon's like, well, this is a lovely cookie. I mean, it's a little dry. It's maybe... tasted great at first, and then a little disappointing as it.
These need
more you
milk.
Chew it, the worst it's.
No, it just, these it's, need milk.
It sort of reminds me of John Jansen, so yeah. Charming and appealing at first, but in the end, somehow you owe this cookie money? I don't get it.
Oh, wait a second. Hold on a second. Hello. Clinic, it's me again. I'm so sorry. I've got a dry cookie. Of course. Mayo. These cookies need that mayo.
I would have fixed it. So Tamara
is...
Wait
a minute. I'm sorry. Did you just call the Heyo Clinic?
So Tamara is still going off on Heather. She's like,
oh, Heather, thank you for being a friend. Thank you Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for driving up the hill and back again. You're highly true. You're a pal and I'm not confident.
Why are you singing the Golden Girls theme? Are you trying to trigger me because Reba McEntire just sang that at the Emmys? That is not nice, Tamara. Not nice at all.
So Heather tells everybody that she just quit again. And we hear the door slam upstairs. Tamara locks herself, barricades herself in a room. And Shannon goes, oh, and I'm unprofessional. That is, get that camera the fuck out of my face. I'm not talking. Yeah, I'm the unprofessional one, huh? So they all leave. And Gina's like, wait a minute, we're leaving the cake. Oh my God, my cake. And they all leave their cakes.
Of course they did. Well, they were gluten-free. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Like, no appreciation for Lucy's art. And that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Orange County. Whoop,
whoop. Thanks, everyone, for being here. What a fabulous time. And we will catch you on the next episode. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Itchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer for Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen. It's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Neat, it's Ronit Feldman.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.